بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The fiqh of marriage, the issues pertaining to the waiting period. The iddah. Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihi Allah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Allahumma علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم
ورحمة الله. It's very nice of you to attend this halaq, and I welcome you back to our series of classes from Masjid al-Nabawi on the explanation of the rulings of the fiqh from the book Bulugh al-Maram, Attainment of the Objective, by the scholar Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. And this is the knowledge that is building on the scholars from Masjid Nabawi through their shuyukh going back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today we're continuing on the topic of the waiting period. And last time we had discussed the issue of a man who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, my wife gave birth to a black child." And he was an Arab man and his wife was Arab. So he felt as if perhaps that his wife had done something that was indecent. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the man, "Do you have camels?" He said, "Yes." He said, "What color are the camels?" The man said, "They're red." He said, "Do you have any black ones amongst them?" He said, "Yes." The man said, the Prophet said, "Where did the black one come from?" Then the man thought for a minute and he said, "Perhaps it was his ancestry that caused him to have a different color." So then the Prophet said, "And likewise, your child, perhaps it was an ancestor that caused him to have a different complexion." So the commentary of this hadith, the ulama, they mentioned, number one, that it is not permissible to accuse the wife of indecency simply because of the features of the child. The child has a certain color of eyes or a nose or a certain complexion. This is not sufficient evidence to claim that the wife has done adultery. The Prophet ﷺ, what did he tell the Sahabi? He explained to him that perhaps it was his ancestor that caused him to have the other complexion. Obviously the Sahabi, came to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ because he felt that there was something wrong, that perhaps his wife had done something wrong. And the Messenger of Allah ﷺ guided him to the fact that perhaps this was due to the ancestry, and this is not a sufficient reason for you to accuse your wife of doing the zina, nor can you do the li'an towards your wife. Another thing we learn from this hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ, his very wise and gentle way of teaching the Sahaba, that sometimes when a Sahabi came to him and he had a doubt in his mind, he didn't give him the answer directly, but he let the Sahabi come or arrive at the conclusion himself. Sometimes he would answer the Sahabi by asking him questions. In the way that he answered this Sahabi, when he said, "My child is black," and then he asked him, "Do you have camels?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you have any black ones amongst them? They're mostly red." And he said, "Yes." And he realized, and he came to the answer himself. He realized the answer to his question himself. And the reason the Prophet ﷺ, he did this is so that it would remove any doubt in the heart of that Sahabi. Had the Prophet ﷺ simply said, "This is the creation of Allah, this child, and you know, the ruling is that you shouldn't be concerned about it," it would have left some kind of doubt in his heart regarding towards his wife. So by giving him the analogy and making him realize himself that perhaps this was caused by his ancestors, then the Sahabi would leave with an answer that completely satisfied him. and made him feel completely happy with the answer. And this is from the great noble characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ, eloquence and wisdom in answering others. By giving them an answer that would make them feel certain and find contentment. And so this is what we covered last time, inshallah. So let's go together, inshallah ta'ala, to the next hadith in this chapter, inshallah ta'ala. This hadith is narrated by Subayha al-Aslami radiallahu anha. It's narrated, أَنَّهَا نُفِسَتْ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِ زَوْجِهَا بِلَيْلٍ فَجَاءَتْ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم فَاسْتَأْذَنَتْهُ أَنْ تَنْكِحَ فَأَذِنَ لَهَا فَنَكَحَتْ. So here in this hadith, we have a narration about a woman named Subayha. And she came to the Prophet after she gave birth to her child. She had, this woman, she was pregnant and her husband died. And so she came to the Prophet and she had just given birth. After the death of her husband, she was still pregnant from the child from her husband. So she had just given birth to the child. So she came to the Prophet and asked him, can I get married now? I just had the baby. Am I allowed to get married? So the Prophet ﷺ permitted her to get married, and she got married after that. Okay? So this is the text of the hadith, that the woman, her name is Subayha, she gave birth after the death of her husband. And she wanted to get remarried. And perhaps all of you know, when the husband dies, can a woman get married right away after the husband dies?
Yeah.
Or does she have to wait some period of time? She has to do what is called the iddat, right? The iddat, the waiting period. Do you know how long the waiting period is for a woman whose husband died?
If the woman is pregnant, till the child is born.
That's right.
If the woman is not pregnant, till the next waiting period.
Okay, the first half is right, the second half is not correct. That's right. The basis is that a woman who's not pregnant, whose husband dies, it's 4 months and 10 days. 4 months and 10 days, she has to wait. It doesn't matter how many times she menstruates or not, it doesn't affect the woman. However, if she's pregnant, then she has to wait the duration of her pregnancy. She has to wait till she gives birth to the child. So here, as soon as she gives birth to the child, she can get remarried again. She's allowed to get married. That's the ruling. It's either one of two things. Either the 4 months and 10 days if she's not pregnant, and if she is pregnant, then she has to wait till she gives birth to the child. It's not related at all to the menstruation. This is for a widow, a woman whose husband died. So here in this hadith, the woman came to the Prophet ﷺ and her husband had just died, and in some narrations it says that he died 40 days ago. In some narrations it says that it was just a few days ago. And then she gave birth to a child. So she wanted to know, can I get remarried now? I had the child, and am I allowed to get remarried? So the question she had in her mind is, if I go by the 4 months and 10 days, I'm still in my waiting period, right? Because it was only a month or so ago, 40 days ago, so she can get remarried. But if we go by the text, and it's an ayah in the Quran, that when a woman gives birth to the child, then her waiting period is over. So she didn't know. Should she go by the longer one, which is 4 months and 10 days, or should she go by the birth of the child? And so here's what the ulama, they say, is that the woman, she should go by the birth of the child, even if it's 1 day later, even if it's 1 hour later. Say a woman, her husband died, and then 1 hour later she gives birth. What happened to her waiting period? It's over. It's finished. Even 1 hour later. Because the Prophet Allah says in the Quran, the pregnant women, their waiting period is until they give birth to their child. Is that clear? So if the woman gives birth an hour later, a day later, and her husband had passed away, she's a widow, she can get married right away as soon as the child is completely born. You see that? And if the child is only, if she's very early in her pregnancy, and her husband dies and she just got pregnant, 4 months and 10 days later, she's only halfway through her pregnancy. Is she allowed to get married now?
Yes.
Who says yes? You say yes, why is she allowed to get married?
Because the 4 months and 10 days
passed. But doesn't the ayah say that the pregnant women, their waiting period is over when they give birth?
Yes.
So, what about that ayah? So, actually the correct view is that she has to wait all the way until she gives birth to the child. Even if it's 9 months later. Or even longer than that. If for some reason the pregnancy is delayed, she has to wait that entire period. So giving birth, it is the general ayah. Now if she's not pregnant, then how long does she have to wait? 4 months and 10 days. That 4 months and 10 days is only for a non-pregnant woman. So we put that on the side. 4 months and 10 days, she's not pregnant. If she's pregnant, there's a separate rule for her, which is whenever she gives birth, a day later, an hour later, or 9 months later. Now here, the story of this hadith is that a woman, her name is Zubay'ah, her husband had just died. It says some narrations say 4 days ago, 40 days ago, so very recently, I believe 40 days, one narration says. Her husband died, and then she gave birth to the child. And so, as soon as she gave birth to the child, she started dressing herself up and accepting proposals from people. Remember, it's only been 40 days. And she started accepting proposals from people. And there was a man, the name of this man was Miswara, and he had desire for this woman. Or he had some relationship with her, and he didn't like the idea that she was accepting proposals. He said her husband just died. How can she be accepting proposals? So he came and he told her, what are you doing? You are taking proposals, you're dressing yourself up to take suitors to visit you, and your husband only died a few days ago. And so she, at night time, she took her covering and she went to the Prophet. She asked him. She said, Messenger of Allah, my husband died about 40 days ago, but I gave birth to the child already. So do I still have to wait until the 4 months and 10 days are over, or am I allowed to get married? And the Prophet said to her, you can get married right away. Because she had already given birth. And one of the purposes of the waiting period, the purpose for those that waiting that time, the 4 months and 10 days, is to make sure the woman's not pregnant. But now, since she's already given birth, we know she's not pregnant. It's impossible. She gives birth and she's not pregnant anymore, so that now we know her womb is empty. And so if another husband marries her, it'll be a new child. It will not be mixed up with the previous child, the previous husband. So one of the main wisdoms behind having that 4 month and 10 day window before she remarries is to make sure there's not already a child there. Otherwise, if she remarried in that time, and there was a pregnancy, that the lineage might get mixed up. Is that baby, when she, it's apparent that she's pregnant, is it for the husband who died or the new husband? So that window there is 4 months and 10 days. To make sure that she's not pregnant. But now if she's already pregnant, and she gives birth, can there be anything in her womb? it's already done. The child is already out. So here there's the Fuqaha, they have an interesting question here, which is, is the waiting period over when the whole baby comes out, or just part of the baby comes out? Part of the baby comes out. Like, say just the head came out. This is the reason why they ask this question, is that the reason why this is a question, is a very important question, that say the woman was divorced, and then she started giving birth to the child and the husband died at that moment. So if we say that she gave birth to the child even partially, her waiting period is over, she will not inherit from the husband. Because she's now, as soon as the head of the child came out or the part of the body came out, her waiting period is over. So she's not going to inherit from her husband. But if we say the whole child has to come out, then she still inherits from her husband, even if he died during the childbirth. Say it was a difficult labor, it took 24 hours. And he died during that time. And the correct answer is the whole child has to be born. So if he dies any time before the whole child is born, she will still inherit, because she's still in the waiting period. Is that clear, that issue there? So the when the waiting period is over is after the whole child is out. Then it's considered that her waiting period is over, if her husband had divorced her. Okay, so now we have another issue. And the Fuqaha, they like to look at these issues. What if she's pregnant with twins? Is the waiting period over when she gives birth to one twin, the first one? Or do we have to wait for the second one too? The second one. Yes, that's right. So say there was a 1 day period between the first baby and the second one, and her husband had died in between. So what happens is that even though he died during that time, her waiting period is not over yet, because the second child has to come out too. And then her waiting period will be over and she can get married right away after that. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, now there's another important issue, which is, does she have to wait till her nifas, her bleeding, is over before she can get remarried? So when a woman gives birth to the child, say her husband had died or he divorced her, and then she gives birth to the child. Right? We already agree that her waiting period is over, right? She can get remarried. Right? She doesn't have to wait till her 4 months and 10 days are over, right? Because the childbirth, that's it. Is that clear for everybody? Because there is a statement of one of the Sahaba who said you wait until the further of the two. There's 4 months and 10 days, and then there's the birth of the child. Say the child is born tomorrow, but still 4 months and 10 days. They say, some of the ulama, they said, wait until the later one, 4 months and 10 days. Say that she was only 1 month pregnant and her husband died, and so the pregnancy is 9 months. If 4 months and 10 days are over, some of them said, wait till the 9 months is over. But that view is weak. Then what is the correct view? As soon as the baby's born, she can remarry. That's the correct view. Does she have to wait till the nifas is over, the bleeding is over? No. She can do the contract. It's a valid contract. Can she have the marital relations? No. Not in the place of the nifas, the bleeding. But she can have the other kind of normal relationship with her husband. No. With the spouse. Okay, so this is this hadith here. This woman, the Prophet ﷺ told her, it's okay, you can get remarried now. You don't have to wait for the 4 months and 10 days. And we're going to explain why is it 4 months and 10 days. Why is it that period of time? We're going to explain, inshallah, towards the end, we'll talk about that. Okay, so now we have another part of the hadith, which is narrated by Umar. And Umar, radiallahu anhu, he said, the woman can get remarried after she gives birth to a child, even if her husband is still on the deathbed being washed. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, say the husband died, they didn't even bury him yet, and she gives birth to the child, she can get remarried. Even though her first husband is still being waited on the deathbed. This is what Umar said, to show how strong he's holding to the ayah. The ayah says, "Ulat al-ahmani," the pregnant women, "ajalahunna an yadana hamlahum." Their waiting period is when they give birth. So he said, Umar said, even if the husband is on his deathbed being washed, and she gave birth to the child, she can get remarried. See how firm he was on this issue. Okay, so that's the view of Umar. That's the correct view. You know, she can get married immediately, as soon as the child is born. Okay, so now Aisha radiallahu anha, she has a hadith here, where she says that the wife of, oh, she says Aisha radiallahu anha, okay, this is a different issue now, which is that Barira, she was a slave woman of Aisha radiallahu anha. And Aisha freed her. And so Aisha, she said that the Prophet ﷺ commanded Barira to wait 3 menstruations before getting remarried. There's a little bit of a story, it's a very interesting story behind this hadith. Barira was the slave woman of Aisha. Aisha freed her. But she was married to a slave. She was married to a slave. And so when Aisha freed her, she wanted to, the Barira, she was married to a slave, the Prophet ﷺ gave her the choice. You can stay with your husband or you can separate with him and marry a free man. You can marry a free man. So Barira's husband would follow her in the streets and say, please keep me as your husband. I love you, I love you. You follow her around in the streets. Barira, she was freed by Aisha, right? And so her husband loved her so much, but he was still a slave, and she was a free woman. So from her right as a free woman is to marry a free man. So the Prophet ﷺ, he went to Barira, and he said, oh Barira, your husband, look at your poor husband. He's following you in the street, he's crying for you. Have mercy on him, have pity on him. So Barira radiallahu anha, she said, are you commanding me or are you interceding on his behalf? You're suggesting. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, no, I'm only interceding on his behalf. I'm not commanding you. You have the right to choose if you want to keep him or not. So then she said, I have no need for him. I have no need for him. So this hadith here is very, very interesting. How the Prophet ﷺ, even though he is the messenger of Allah, and he has the power to force her, he has more right over the believers than they have over themselves. And if he wanted to, he could have taken advantage of his authority and forced her to keep her husband. He could have done that. He could have forced her to keep her ex-husband. But he did not do that. He did not use his position as the messenger of Allah. He did not use his position as the husband of Aisha, her former master, to force her to do something against her will. Which teaches us, or which shows us, that the Prophet ﷺ, he gave her the choice and he gave her freedom to choose. And this is something very important, that Islam gave the woman that freedom to choose the husband. Islam gave that right. And the Prophet ﷺ did not force her to keep her ex-husband. Now, and also her response shows you her good manners with the Prophet ﷺ. She said, are you commanding me? If you're commanding me, I'll listen and obey. I'm obedient to the Messenger of Allah. Whatever you tell me, if you're commanding me, I will do it. But if you're just suggesting, you're interceding on his behalf, trying to suggest for him, then tell me that. He said, I'm only interceding, I'm not forcing you, I'm not commanding you. She said, she didn't say, I don't want to listen to you, but she said, I don't have a need for him. She wanted to respond in a very good adab with the Prophet system. I don't need him, I don't have a need for him. She didn't say, she was saying, I don't accept your intercession. right? She's rejecting the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ, but she's doing it in a way with good manners. She said, I don't have a need for this person. I don't want to be married to him. He's a slave and I'm a free woman. So this is a very beautiful lesson here about how the Prophet ﷺ, he gave a woman the freedom, barira, and he did not force her to stay with her husband who was a slave. Okay, the last part, inshallah, for today, beloved brothers in Islam, inshallah, is the issue about why is the waiting period, we already said the waiting period for a widow whose husband died is how long?
4 months.
4 months and 10 days. Right? Why is the waiting period 4 months and 10 days? Whereas if you look at the divorced woman, if a woman is divorced, you know how long she has to wait? 3 months, three menstrual cycles. There's a wisdom in this. The wisdom is, the ulama say that when the woman died, when the woman's husband has died, we want to make sure she's not pregnant. And usually the pregnancy will be known after 4 months. That's when the child starts moving around. That's when he'll be sure that, you know, there's a life. And so to make sure she's not pregnant, we wait 4 months. And the additional 10 days, some of the ulama said that the moon sighting might be different. The 4 months, there might be a slight difference of number of days. So we add an additional 10 days. Sometimes the baby is delayed in his motion. So to make sure that she's not pregnant, that's why the 4 months and 10 days. If she was divorced, then we wait the 3 months. And the reason for that is that when she's divorced, then she waits the three menstrual cycles, and then she can go to her, she can get remarried after that. But what if she wanted to hide the pregnancy? Say the woman, her husband died, she wants to hide the pregnancy. If we allowed her to get married right away, then she could hide that child and claim it belonged to the new husband. Right? If she got married right away after her husband died, not waiting the 4 months and 10 days, she could hide the pregnancy and then claim that it belonged to the new husband. Right? So that would be something wrong. That would be something very incorrect and very wrong to do. Now, okay, so this is like a protecting the right of the husband. If that's his child, he has a right to know that it's his child, so that that child will be attributed to his father. And also there's another reason that the scholars mention. 4 months and 10 days, because if she hid the fact that she was pregnant, or I'm sorry, if she was not pregnant and she claimed to be pregnant, she claimed that she had a child, then she, during the pregnancy, the woman has a right to be spent on by her husband. So she might try to claim, you know, I'm pregnant, I deserve the money to spend on me because I'm pregnant with a child. So in order to make sure that she doesn't hide this fact, we wait the 4 months and 10 days before she's allowed to remarry. We make sure she's pregnant, and then if she's not, she can remarry. If she is pregnant, she waits the full period, inshallah ta'ala. Allah knows best, inshallah. So that's the main reason here. So any questions, inshallah? Do you hear? Anybody have any questions?
Sheikh.
Yes, Allah.
What if the man dies, and then 4 months later she has a baby?
Okay, the husband died and 4 months later she has a baby?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your question?
So like, she has, no, the husband dies and then she has a baby. So then she still have to, like how long does she have to wait still?
As soon as she gives birth to the baby, she can remarry.
Okay.
Even if it's 1 hour later. Even if her husband is still waiting on the deathbed, he just died. As Omar said. Yes, so you can get be married to them. Jazakallah khair. Allah knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward all of you. Give you the Jannah, inshallah.